Up next is Jack Perkins, Investor Relations with Perkins Gold.
Thank you all for coming today. If you'd like a hard copy of the presentation, we have some at the front of the room here. As Jake mentioned, my name is Jack Perkins. I'm the Vice President of Investor Relations for Pershing Gold, and I'm here to tell you about our project, Relief Canyon, in Pershing County, Nevada. We have our forward-looking statements. So as a quick summary, the things that you look for to invest in a gold company, the boxes that you want to check in this bear market to invest in gold at a 6.5-year low in the market are the things that Pershing Gold has in hand. We have a permitted open pit heap leach gold mine. That means low capex. We have no debt, low financing risk, about $13 million in the bank as of our last financials. We're in a very, very stable jurisdiction, Pershing County, Nevada, one of the best jurisdictions in the world to be a gold miner. It's an open pit heap leach mine, which means that is a relatively easy operation as opposed to an underground mine. And we have more than 25,000 acres, which provides a tremendous amount of optionality on the upside. And we have one of the best teams in Nevada to put this project into production. 2015 has been an extremely busy year for us. I'll just quickly highlight what we did last quarter. We did start our 2015 drilling program. We're about midway through it. We expect to see that wrap up right at the end of the year here. We did an uplisting to the NASDAQ, which has increased our liquidity, has enabled us to go out and target institutional shareholders who couldn't invest with us on the OTC prior. And we upgraded our resource dramatically with a 34% increase in the measured and indicated category. Moving forward into the fourth quarter, we are going to anticipate a TSX listing. We're reviewing that right now. And then we plan on publishing our economics on Relief Canyon in the near future. I mentioned that we have one of the best teams in Nevada, and that's absolutely true. It's headed by our CEO, Steve Alfers. He's a 30-year veteran of the mining industry, previously CEO of New West Gold, and chief of U.S. operations for Franco-Nevada. Tremendous amount of experience both in the U.S. and abroad. And he's the reason why we've been able to do some of the deals, specifically the land deals, that have given us an advantage over previous operators of the project. On the ground, the permitting side, we have Debbie Strusacker, our senior VP, and Tim Janke, our chief operating officer, both of them Nevada veterans with significant experience of projects like Long Canyon, the Midas Mine, Marigold. They bring a tremendous amount of real-world experience to getting this project up and running. We also have significant experience on the board of directors. Aside from Steve Alfers, we also have Alan Branham, who's one of the first geologists on site at Relief Canyon. Ed Carr is one of our directors. He is an expat that lives in Geneva. And heads up many of our investor relations activities in Europe. It's very handy to have him there as we have some major shareholders in Europe. Barry Honig is not only one of our directors, but he is one of the founders of the company and was one of the people responsible for the initial asset purchase of Relief Canyon that put us in the good stead that we are today. And Alex Morrison goes back with Steve to his Franco days where he was formerly CFO of Franco Nevada. A tremendous team to lead the company. The Relief Canyon mine is located on a known gold and silver trend, very prolific gold and silver trend, very, very close to good infrastructure. We actually have a paved road that leads right up to the mine site. You can see on this map Lovelock there. We have an office in Lovelock that's about 20 minutes away from the mine site. We have grid power actually going to the processing facility. And Lovelock itself is only about an hour and a half away from Reno. Truly a tremendous jurisdiction and infrastructure for mining. Our business model has four parts. First and foremost is to advance Relief Canyon into commercial production. This is our flagship asset, and we are taking great care to bring it into production, but bring it into production correctly. There's been some failures in Nevada with people rushing into production. We're not taking that route. We're being very careful on our network, very careful on our mine planning, and doing some work that other companies might not do to make sure that when we do bring this in production, it will be a success. Along with bringing Relief Canyon into production, we're expanding and upgrading the deposit through development drilling. When we initially took on the asset, it had only about 140,000 ounces globally. Now we have about 109,000 ounces measured, indicated, and inferred. That's over a 500% increase in the resource there, and we will continue to grow that resource. Along with infill and step-out drilling, we're exploring our 25,000-acre land position, looking for some upside with the optionality there. And finally, we create value through strategic acquisitions, which I will go into a little further with our history of acquisitions. So what's been going on with Relief Canyon? Well, it's really a tremendous growth story, and it's amazing what the company has been able to do in a very short period of time. Back in 2012, the land position was only 1,100 acres. Today, it's about 25,000 acres. The control of the land when it was 1,100 acres, the permits, we didn't even have the permits or the ability to operate on the land in between the pits and the processing facility. This was a major problem for First Gold, the former operator, and one of the reasons why they went bankrupt. We now have the permits to start operating. The plant is fully permitted, and we have all the permits that we need to begin production. On the market cap side, we've had substantial growth from starting with $48 million back in 2012. We reached our high at about $130 million. We're trading at about $100 million market cap today. We built a tremendous operational team, which I've already mentioned. We've done much more metallurgic engineering, geotechnical, and mine planning work than the previous operators because this is our flagship asset. And finally, we have significantly grown that resource. Let's talk about that resource. Back in 2012, it was only about 142,000 ounces. And none of those were in the measured category. Very small resource, not a very high-quality resource. And through substantial drilling, we've been able to grow that to the current state that you see today. Our 2015 drilling program is currently underway, and we expect to further grow this resource through that program. That program is expected to run through the end of the year with a resource update shortly thereafter. Taking a look at our resource a little bit deeper, 739,000 ounces of measured and indicated, 70,000 ounces of inferred. And what's important to note here is that most of that resource is oxide. You can see for the indicated category, 24 million tons of oxide, only 417,000 tons of sulfide. That's very, very important for getting the gold out of the ore. This is not only a resource that's been growing in quantity, but also a resource that's high quality, that leaches well, and puts us in a good position to bring it into production. I mentioned one of our core business strategies is strategic acquisitions, and this is really where our CEO, Steve Alfer, shines. Through his more than 30 years of experience as a mining lawyer, transaction lawyer in the mining space, both in Nevada and around the world, he has acquired relationships with major mining companies and a knowledge of how to get deals done with these big companies that really other people might have problems doing. In August of 2011, we acquired the initial asset, our initial investors did, for $20 million. This included the processing facility, which if you were to rebuild that today may cost as much as $30 million, and the pits. It did not, however, include all the land in between the processing and facility and the pits. And as soon as Steve came on board in February 2012, he set to consolidate that land position. Through several deals, he was able to do that, and they culminated with the deal with Newmont Mining in January of 2015, pulling together all of the land in and around the Relief Canyon mine. And for the first time, we have the ability to truly optimize our mine planning to operate this mine without constraint from another company or without any clawbacks. So this is a truly landmark deal for us and is a big part of what's going to make this project a success. On to the project itself. Relief Canyon has three open pits. You can see them at the top of the screen there. About a mile down the road, you'll see the leach pads, the crusher, and a little bit further down, you'll see the processing facility and the mine office. The leach pads themselves have 21 million ton capacity, which we are expanding. And the processing facility, as I mentioned, is fully permitted and ready to begin processing ore. The processing facility, it's an interesting facility. If you ever have a chance to come look at it, I would strongly recommend it. It's really a Cadillac of a facility. It was built back when First Gold controlled the property, and it was built to much larger capacity than you would normally see for a deposit of this size, especially considering the deposit that they had at the time. This has excess capacity, which means that we can not only process ores from Relief Canyon, but it's also ideally situated to process ores from satellite deposits or discoveries on our 25,000-acre land package. On the metallurgic side, we've done a tremendous amount of metallurgical testing. Back in the Pegasus days, I should note that this project was operated back in the 80s and early 90s by Lacana and then Pegasus Gold. They successfully pulled about 130,000 ounces of gold out of the project. They had problems with other assets in other jurisdictions, and so Pegasus eventually went bankrupt. That had nothing to do with Relief Canyon. Back in those days, they were recovering about 65%. We've done quite a bit of work on the met side, and we're seeing between 78 and 91% recoveries in about 70 days of leaching. The gold just comes right out of this ore. It's truly wonderful. On the permitting side, as you all know, permitting in the U.S. is always a major concern, and we have a seamless and sequential permitting strategy that was put together by our senior VP, Debbie Strusacker. We have, as I said, the permits to start mining, but those are to start mining within the existing disturbance. We have modifications to the plan of operations in place to expand that permit to the entire deposit above the water table. We expect that sometime in the second quarter of next year. And as soon as we achieve that permit, we will immediately submit the permit to expand the deposit below the water table, thereby giving us the ability to mine the entire deposit. And in this way, our permitting is always one step ahead of our eventual production. 2014 to early 2015 was a very exciting drilling program for us. We put in 134 holes, 74,000 feet of drilling. Very, very aggressive drilling program compared to most junior mining companies. We recognize that if you're going to build value, you've got to find more gold, and that's exactly what we've been doing. Last year, the highlight was the north target area located immediately to the north of the existing pits. This graphic that you see is that north target area, and we had some very substantial hits in that area. Here they are highlighted. You can see 76-gram intercept, 87-gram intercept, 124-gram intercept, really tremendous given that the historic grade of the deposit was 1 gram per ton. So we're in the process of building on these results with our 2015 program, where we will not only continue drilling the north target area, but we're going to expand our drilling into the southwest target area and the Jasperoid target area. This year's program will have about 100 holes, 75,000 feet of drilling, just shy of $4.5 million. Once again, continuing on our success of building that resource, the gold in the ground. And you can see the Jasperoid target area is really immediately to the east of the north target area. We're having some very interesting and substantial intercepts there. Here's a cross-section of the deposit. It is three stacked mineralized zones. And what's interesting about this slide, if you look at the top, you can see the main zone is a little bit lower grade, but also means that we'll have lower strip ratios, around 1-to-1. And we'll be able to mine through that lower grade material, which is economic, as we go down to that higher grade material in the Jasperoid zone. Here's some highlights from that 2015 drilling program. And you can see how many intercepts we have, multigram intercepts with 40 to 50 feet of in length. Very, very strong results as we continue to drill out this project to build that resource. Along with the infill and step-out drilling, we are conducting some exploration drilling. We're having very significant and exciting success up around where you see the Packard Flat label on this map, Buffalo Ridge, Buffalo Mountain area there. And we are also doing some exploration down in the Packard Flat area south of the Relief Canyon mine. On the capital structure side, we did a reverse split over the summer, 18 for 1, bringing our share count to 21.7 million. We have no debt, very unusual, and puts us in a very strong position as a junior mining company. As of our last Q2 financials, we had almost $13 million in the bank, and we are 50% owned by management and insiders, which gives us a very, very strong shareholder position. Currently, we are covered by Rodman and Renshaw, along with Cantor and Euro-Pacific. I'm sure you can pick up their research reports from Rodman out front here. For near-term catalysts, these are the things that we've recently done and the things that you should be looking for that are going to drive the company. As I mentioned, we recently upgraded the resource. We're conducting our 2015 drilling program to continue to upgrade that resource. We, in the second quarter, finished our NASDAQ listing, and in the third quarter did achieve a Frankfurt listing as well. This allows us to dramatically expand our institutional targeting as we were an OTC-listed company before. We've cultivated many relationships on the institutional side. However, we need to get that listing in order for them to participate. We are contemplating a TSX listing, and we plan to publish economics in the next quarter or so on the project. And once we have those economics in hand, we will make a decision about the timing of startup for Relief Canyon. And with that, I'd like to open the floor to any questions.
With the structure that you're inheriting at your project, how much would you say you're saving on your CapEx cost?
Probably on the order of $30 million or so. With the we've got the processing facility, we've got the crushers, we've got the conveyors all in place there. And, of course, the facility itself is fully built out. The one thing that we do plan on doing is adding a refinery. But right now we can produce all the way through loaded carbon. Yes. Sure, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, there's two things I think to consider there. One is that you're absolutely right. You know, gold in the ground is a finite resource. You know, it's like a drawer full of bullion. You know, once you start selling it, would you be selling bullion out of your drawer at the low prices today? Probably not. So we're very cognizant of that. Fortunately, we expect a very low CapEx to move the project forward. So, you know, this is not like some other projects where you're looking at $100 million CapEx or something like that. But that's exactly why we are doing the extra work today to hash out those economics, because we realize, you know, it's a down gold market. It may make sense to continue to drill, continue to expand the resource. When we do make that production decision, we'll make it considering the total asset, not just rushing into production for the sake of production. Thank you all for coming today. Appreciate it.